As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's dissect this Rockets team from last night, this game. 95-85, the Warriors beat the Rockets. I'm actually stealing this, Seth, from my son James, who the group text was really popping last night at 11 o'clock at night between my two sons about the Rockets game. A lot of frustration. But I thought it was he netted it out perfectly just in terms of how he was feeling about certain guys on the team. He put them all into buckets. I'm like, man, this is actually a pretty good breakdown of like how I feel about some of these guys after one game. Granted, it's one game. I expect a lot of these guys to play better. But as far as like how these guys played last night, how we're feeling about these players, this is the first playoff game we've had a chance to break down with the Rockets since COVID, since the bubble. He's got 4 buckets here, and I'm curious if you feel similarly, because I feel similarly here. The first
4 buckets is about as many buckets as the Rockets had last
night.
Exactly,
so this is right.
Appropriate.
Ironically,
yes.
That's as many 3-point buckets as the whole team had last night.
Yeah.
The first one is a good one. Showed out when it mattered. And that is a 2-man, very large man group, and that is Alperen Şengün and Steven Adams. I don't think anybody else deserves inclusion in the showed out when it mattered group last night.
Yeah, yeah. And Şengün, the only blemish really is the turnovers.
Yeah.
That Şengün performance, if you're going to Frankenstein together a good performance from this Rockets team, yeah, 26, do something, anything. 26 points is certainly something.
I will take that exact performance from Alperen Şengün in every game of this. I would sign up for that one easily, including that you got to take the turnovers with it. If he's going to turn the ball over, what did he turn it over, 5 times last night,
I think? Five times.
You know, if he's going to turn it over 5 times, best he go 11 of 18 from the field with 9 rebounds, you know, damn near a double-double. So I'm with you on that. I thought Steven Adams was the brightest spot of the game last night for the Rockets. The way he played, that their double big lineup did so many good things. I think that was it did good things in the 9 minutes that they played Golden State a couple of weeks ago. But I think in the playoffs with things changing and knowing that Steph Curry's not going to go 1-for-10 for a full game, I was encouraged by the big lineup when it was in there, and Steven Adams was just a beast on the glass last night. Just
so
ferocious.
What's the name of that bucket?
That bucket is showed out when it mattered.
Like, okay.
Does
the next bucket include Jabari Smith Jr.?
It does. He's the only one in it, and that one is positive minutes. Positive minutes from Jabari Smith. And again, the only issue with him, like Şengün, is he did turn the ball over 4 times, including 2 bad turnovers at that sort of crucial juncture we talked about earlier when they kept
getting opportunities and then squandering them.
It was right after the refs missed the out-of-bounds call on Draymond and Steph hits that shot from the Y on Toyota in Toyota Center. And
I know. I'm glad you described it that way. It was like, which part of the logo was it? Good advertising for a Toyota there from Steph Curry.
Steph Curry. What is your why, Steph? This one right here that I'm standing on, and I'm going to hit a 3 in your face. but I think you and I are of like mind on Jabari. Look, Jabari, 3 of 3 from the field. Hit a 3, hit all his free throws, which nobody else on the Rockets can say that. Everybody else sucked from the line last night, or at least missed some foul shots. Yeah, so Jabari Smith Jr., positive minutes for Jabari. Mm-hmm. All right, next bucket. Not concerned, but I need more.
Yes.
There's three names in this one. Amen Thompson.
We call this the Framber Valdez category.
A little bit. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
Like, all right, I'm not concerned. But okay, we know you're better than this.
Great call. This is a Framber bucket. Amen Thompson, Dylan Brooks, Tari Eason. None of whom were great last night, but they did some good things out there at times.
They did some good things. But with Amen Thompson, yeah, it's all right, man. At some point, the defense is great, and we love you for that. Offensively, just give us something. And he was 4-for-9 from the field. He was 0 for 4 from the free throw line.
Make your foul shots.
Especially. Yeah,
make your foul shots. 9 rebounds, 6 assists. So he was out there doing stuff, but not to the degree he's done it in the regular season. Tari Eason, not a great shooting night, 3-of-10. He was 0-of-4 from 3. But again, he was active defensively, getting his hands in the passing lanes, active on the glass. Like Tari Eason, that's the thing, and I guess that's the difference with Jalen Green and guys like Tari Eason and Amen Thompson, and I'll throw Jabari in there, is that there are still redeeming qualities to the games of Eason and Jabari and Amen Thompson if they're not doing much offensively. You know, they're very active defensively. Jalen Green is more active than he used to be defensively, but he's not a good defensive player right now, you know.
So we're through three buckets with this?
Three buckets.
Now we're getting down into the fourth and fifth buckets.
Fourth and final bucket, yeah.
Oh, there's four buckets.
There's four buckets.
That's right.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So the top three buckets, what I would say is if it weren't for this existence of the fourth bucket, the first three buckets are all good enough to win a game in the playoffs.
No doubt.
It's not premier, and it's not the absolute pinnacle of what you want from them. And yet, you can win as long as this fourth bucket isn't so abysmal. It's the fourth bucket. It's like that extra bucket that you pour into a dinghy that sinks the dinghy.
That's exactly,
you know,
right.
You're like, hey, look at this. We got like 2 or 3 inches below the bow there. I think we're going to be
here. Hold this bucket.
Yeah.
This bucket was labeled by my son, banished to Siberia. And that would be Jalen Green and Fred Van Brick. And boy, he was throwing up some bricks last night, man. Let me get the numbers. I had him committed to
he
memory
was okay.
before.
Fred VanVleet was 4-for-19.
Yeah.
He's 2-for-13 from the three-point line.
Yeah.
Jalen Green was 3-for-15.
Okay, so they were combined.
0-for-4 from the three-point line.
They were a combined. This is your starting backcourt. Starting backcourt was a combined 7-of-34 from the field and 2-for-17 from three-point range. I mean, it really is one of those things like, my God, make three more three-pointers. You know what I mean?
Two games often named in the, like, okay, we'll trade for Kevin Durant, but not one of these guys. No way, no how.
Yeah, what does it
look
like?
That's how you win.
Right.
Right. You're making me sound like that, everybody.
Yep.
You're making me sound like that. That was me. Mm-hmm. That was me, like 48 hours ago.
How many times did Kevin Durant cross your mind during the game last night?
473.
Roughly. It was a lot
And
for
I
me.
Felt guilty about it every single
me
time.
Me too. I hated it. I said on Friday that the biggest, like to me, the most annoying thing about this series could be that if the Rockets look inept offensively, especially in the half court, especially at times of the game where they need crucial buckets and they just can't get them, is that Kevin Durant is going to be a topic. And I guess we're kind of fulfilling that prophecy by talking about him on our popular radio show. But it's true. It's like it is something that crossed my mind several times. Like, yeah, they cut the lead to 4. Got to get a bucket. Boy, got to put some more game pressure on the Warriors here. And the shot is a Fred VanVleet three-point shot, you know?
That game for me, it was like after me just, you know, being very kind of cold on the potential of Kevin Durant. That was like me. I felt like I was Judas watching Jesus rise. I'm like, oh crap, this is I wish I'd like to take back some of those things I said a few days ago.
That's
not gonna go well for me in the history book.
The good book. Amen was killing me from the free throw line and a lot of in and out buckets. Yeah, look, it was not Amen Thompson's greatest game. It was not Tari Eason's greatest game. Jabari Smith had some turnovers. I think those guys are going to be fine. My biggest concern is Jalen Green. That was the moment looked way too big for him last night.
He regressed to some of his worst traits and former habits and just not making good decisions, hurrying things. Just his he's developed this level of patience and understanding when to kick the ball out and kind of to scan the court. And it just looked like he was it looked like a rookie in some regards, just putting his head down and going and running into things.
Text message, Jalen doesn't strike any fear into anybody. Not right now, he doesn't. He certainly doesn't. The Warriors don't fear Jalen Green, that's for sure. Here was Ime Udoka last night after the game on Jalen Green's performance.
I mean, they went after him some, but, played in the crowd a little bit too much, and it's not like I said, it's not really the turnovers as much as he only had one, but those shots in the crowd where you got to find your outlets. And so this is a team that's loading up. When he has his isolations on, whether it's up top or getting to the lane, they're packing the paint, and you got to find your outlets. That's going to be a big key throughout the series.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be more aware of his surroundings, of what's going on with him, what they're doing to him defensively, and know that if you got three Warriors near you, you got two open teammates somewhere, And he'd gotten so good at that in the second half of the season.
And, I think one thing is that the Warriors have...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I've done in general, not the last time they played, but like when they focus on Jalen Green and turn Jalen Green into the worst version of himself, it cascades down through the rest of the team. Mm-hmm. And it just throws everything off so much that you just you get a team that just they've got their shooting issues. They can't be this bad at shooting.
The
Rockets did exactly what their blueprint is, which is they dominated the glass. They dominated rebounding in this game. They got all those second chance opportunities, and they did nothing with it. So that's the really frustrating thing is if you told me afterwards, well, you know what? They actually didn't win the rebounding. They didn't do what they're good at. No, they did what they're good at. It's just that what they're bad at, they were really, really bad
they
at.
They did
it.
In spades. Yeah. They did in spades. I got that text already. Okay, won't be able to pay Jalen. He doesn't have the Mamba mentality. Work ethic, can't build around him. All right, so there's a lot to unpack in that text to the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. They kind of already have paid him, not max dollars, but he's making $30 million a year over the next few years. So he's gotten paid. doesn't have the Mamba mentality or work ethic. I disagree with that. Look, he played 82 games the last two seasons. There's not a lot of guys in the NBA. I don't think there's any problem with Jalen Green's work ethic. He's worked to become a better basketball player, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to say, like, okay, the Mamba mentality when, I mean, it's, the Mamba mentality is also coincides with being one of the best basketball players who ever lived.
Correct.
Like, who has that talent and ability to do it. Like, to suggest that just because a guy's not living up to his potential is because he doesn't do the same things. You could throw 99.5% of NBA players who ever lived don't have the Mamba mentality. You don't need him. You don't need him to be Kobe Bryant.
No.
You need him to be something close to the best version of himself.
Yeah, yeah. I do think, you know, that a lot of times this turns into a conversation. If Jalen Green's your best player, how far can you go? And I think it's debatable that Jalen Green's even their best player. You know, I think there's a case to be made for Şengün. I think there's a case to be made for Amen Thompson being their best all-around player. So that there is even a discussion about whether or not he is your best player kind of tells you, you know, where you are with him right now. He's a good player. He got smothered last night. He's got to adjust. No doubt about that.
Then the Warriors are very much in the category that I used to have reserved for the Spurs, which is I'm watching these guys, which except that now, just like the Warriors would do, they'd find a way to get a Kawhi Leonard or what have you. And this
Butler now.
Jimmy Butler's on the team all of a sudden. And it's just, why won't you die? Why won't this Warriors franchise die? But in the playoffs, you could see Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Steph Curry all have over 100 games of playoff experience. And they looked very much like the team that was more ready to win an ugly, sloppy college style basketball game last night.
it's true. It is funny. It's, you know, it's one game, so I'm not gonna overreact to one game. We'll react to it, but I don't want to overreact to it. But it is kind of funny, like when the Jimmy Butler stuff is going on in Miami, you don't even think about it impacting you as a Rocket fan. Like, you point at it, you go, oh, that's, look at Miami, they got to deal with this.
Nice that we don't have these problems.
Or the question was, would you trade for Jimmy Butler if you're the Rockets? And I remember,
I'm going all Judas again. No, we don't need Jimmy Butler.
I know on this show we said, I don't want him. He's old, and look at what he's doing in Miami. I don't want that guy on our team. And little do you know that the way the basketball gods have it playing out is that he may be the very reason why you get knocked out of the playoffs in the first round. Because I can tell you right now, if the Warriors hadn't made that trade, the Rockets might be favored in this series.
Oh, no, 100%.
They might not even be the seventh seed.
The Warriors might not be in the the playoffs. Right. Jimmy Butler got there, and they've been a top-five team offensively and defensively ever since Jimmy Butler got there. Yep. What it is a reminder, regardless of how the Rockets themselves played, when it comes to whether the Rockets should or should not trade for Kevin Durant, the Jimmy Butler scenario in Golden State is a reminder that, don't overly complicate this. Don't overthink this.
Yeah, he's good.
You know what? It's really good to have really good basketball players on your team.
Yeah. Text message, I need some Reed Sheppard and Cam Whitmore in the backcourt. That'll be interesting to see. I don't think Ime doesn't strike me, unless he feels like there's a good chess move reason to have those guys in there, like he saw something that Golden State was doing defensively where it might make more sense. It might make sense to give Reed Sheppard a few minutes. When you shoot 6 for whatever it was from 3, like, yeah, that might make sense. Those are two of your better three-point shooters. Maybe getting them some minutes out there could make sense, especially when Fred VanVleet wasn't doing a whole hell of a lot for you out there. He just loves Fred VanVleet. Like, he's not benching Fred VanVleet. Like, Fred VanVleet's still getting his 30 to 35 minutes. The question is, how do you divide up the rest of it? So, I wouldn't be opposed to it at all. Reed Sheppard or Cam Whitmore getting in there. I trust Ime Udoka to make the right decisions.
Yeah, and to overly simplify it, but I think it's appropriate. Like, Fred VanVleet and Jalen Green just flat out have to be better.
Yeah.
I'll blame them for yesterday's loss. The guys that aren't superstars didn't play like superstars, but they played your role players and your rotation players. If you get a performance that you should expect out of Jalen Green and Fred VanVleet, they wouldn't even have to be superstars. Just play like your normal game, then you've got a very good chance of winning that game.
And Fred VanVleet just continuing to chuck. I mean, they shot 29 three-pointers as a team. He shot 13 of them. You know, like, that's Fred VanVleet shooting nearly half your three-pointers. If I were the Warriors, I would blindly just allow that to happen. You know, like, I don't tell me how many he makes. You're telling me Fred VanVleet's going to shoot half of the Rockets' three-point shots? We're going to win this game, you know?
My appetite for Jalen Green's mumbling is so drastically different after a win versus after a loss.
I thought the same thing. Dude, I didn't listen to the audio before we played it earlier in this show. Yeah. I'm like, oh, speak up.
I feel like the accusations of his Mamba mentality can come almost exclusively from his sound bites after losses. Oh. It drives me insane.
Yeah. Sean, this weekend sucked. Rockets lose, Astros lose, night two of WrestleMania sucked. No.
Wait. Now, if you're going to talk about the whole weekend, include Friday in it, and the Astros won 2 of 3 versus the best team in baseball.
Thank you. Yeah. And not all of night two of WrestleMania sucked. The ending of the main event sucked. But the overall card, I thought, on night two was pretty damn good. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Why the hell didn't they play Jayshon Tate? He was hurt. He was out last night. So your WTF that you have after that, that's WTF was going on. He was hurt. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you as we continue here on a Monday. Up next, okay, this was kind of fun. Let's take a break from the Rockets for a second. The Bill Belichick dynamic in North Carolina, the Athletic made an open records request for his emails. And boy, the dynamic of his girlfriend with this football program. We're going to read some of the emails. Some of this stuff is absolutely fascinating. I think Belichick might be in over his head. I hate to say that. We'll have it for you coming up next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.